Hello, and welcome to another episode of Banking on Information. Today, my guest is Zach Cohen, who is Chief Product Officer at Trulli. Welcome to the podcast, Zach.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Now, as always, we start with that very important question, which is, why do you do what you do, Zach?
Yeah. Listen, for me, it's a pretty clear Venn diagram. I think that's the easiest way to think about it and talk about it. So we have this market, we have some interactions, and then I'll give a little insight into personal. And so on the market side, listen, I think everybody wants to be working in a challenging environment with a versatile problem to solve. But what's super cool about why I do what I do is that the velocity of change and the meaningful positive value to society in terms of the work that I do is extensive. It's large. And so for me, those are really the important things of just making sure that you're constantly waking up every day and excited to do what you do. And it's really because of those four aspects. When it comes to interactions, when you get to interact with customers and market actors that I have the opportunity to work with, it's a very special thing. I get to interact with daily some of the largest businesses in the world, the people at the forefront of innovation, but also people that have a similar journey and a similar passion around solving a super critical challenge that we have in the world that all of us as people experience every day. And then I think the last thing is a personal. I've always loved getting a full view of a business, even going back to my high school days working in coffee shops or gas stations. Like I always want to know, like, where do the beans come from, or how do we make money here, and those kinds of things. So having started it at Trulli when we were just 15 people as the general manager, and then sort of over time just influencing and working across all areas of the business. I mean, that's why a lot of us get in tech. What's cool than really being involved and learning how technology evolves, how it gets built, and getting exposure to all facets of the business. So that's sort of the why I do what I do.
That's very cool. So you want to go down the rabbit hole, figure out how things work to then help other people solve their problems in a challenging environment that constantly challenges you.
There you go. That's it. And in a nutshell. And I think when you link to, what Trulli's place in the world is, right? I mean, fundamentally, we are a global identity platform that's solving the challenges of digital verification and onboarding, trust and safety, fraud prevention. I mean, it really lines up to sort of who I am as an individual and the things that excite me every day.
You certainly picked an area where there is constant change and constant challenge for you. So that fits very nicely with your why. Now, let's talk a little bit about what Trulli does. What is kind of your number one use case that you solve for?
Yeah. Listen, in the simplest form, we enable fintechs, payments companies, and marketplaces to onboard their customers compliantly, securely, and without friction anywhere in the world. So an easy example of this is, let's suppose you want to open up a bank account tomorrow with a neobank. So they have a compliance and regulatory obligation to verify that you are who you say you are. But simultaneously, right, they want to make sure that they're protecting against fraud and they create a seamless user experience. So with our identity platform, you can achieve all of this and more in any country by verifying individuals using data, documents, digital IDs, which is sort of the latest frontier. You can verify businesses by getting their company vitals, downloading the documents, understanding their ownership structure. And then we underpin all of this with an orchestration engine that lets you do low code, no code workflow building, as well as fraud intelligence services to ensure that you're onboarding the right people and getting rid of the bad. So that's sort of the broader use case that we service. And I think the other interesting thing that we're seeing today that's typical to a lot of your listeners and a lot of your customer base and ecosystem is the change between the evolution of, like, it used to be always people doing the onboarding. And now, we have these rise of the micro merchant, small businesses, sole props. So everybody who wants to, make a delivery or sell something online, the use cases are really shifting towards this business driver that's creating a lot of new different use cases as part of a holistic identity onboarding flow. So a lot of interesting stuff in the use cases we see today.
And as the world gets more and more digital, we can't just look each other in the eye and sort of say, hey, are you truly who you say you are? And can I validate that? Can I look at your document right here? You're doing that digitally, right? Because everything is going digital.
Absolutely. The digital expansion that we've seen over the last 10 years, I mean, you just have to look at how many things you do every day that's in a digital component. But yep. It's also, you know, that actually has gone full circle and translated back to our physical world. So
okay.
If you want to jump in a car share, if you want to, yep. You know, order something online, like there's also that physical interaction through the app that is in real time, also doing a lot of these identity and behavioral checks to make sure that we're creating a safe environment.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Now, how do your customers tell you they get value from your solution?
Yeah. I mean, this is sort of what we all think about a lot every day. And I think you can be one of the first to say that like the initial customer experience, right, of a consumer interacting with your platform, I mean, that's everything, right? So that first connection point when you're creating an account, that flow, if it's not good, you're just not going to survive in this world. So when enterprises are competing for traffic, right, for sales, for customers, whether it's, again, like a digital, like a neobank, or physical, like the delivery driver, right? Yep. They want every competitive edge that they can get.
Yeah.
When you talk about that onboarding experience and then you layer in identity, that user experience is actually intricately connected and tied to compliance, to the regulations, to trust, to fraud.
Yeah.
And so you have a host of like complicated and challenging requirements. So when you ask what kind of value our customers have generated with our solution, like the answer to me is so clear. It's been a fundamental like catalyst to helping them offer these services to the public. What they're innovating on every day with those new services, those new products that we all use, and those delivery channels, digital, physical, app, we've helped them grow that innovation economy overall by layering in these parallel services. So if you think about it, in an average day, all the tech you depend on, everything that you use, and the value creation that that is all meant for us, and in terms of how like we interact with customers and people every day in a safe, seamless, and compliant way, like it's the value that drives me, and that's the value that our customers get from our solutions.
Yeah. So a experience that is almost like unnoticeable. If you don't get noticed, that's probably the best experience, right?
It's so funny.
It's kind of, you're trying to be invisible as possible, or to make it as frictionless as possible.
That's right. You know, I tell you know, whether it's a colleague or a friend or family, sort of our success that we've had in the market and the company, and they say, oh, well, what's the name of your company?
Yeah,
never would have heard of it, right?
Right. Right.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. Yeah, because if they have heard of it or they notice it, that they're getting stuck because they're in a part of the process, that's a bad experience. So you don't want to be noticed by the consumer. But the customers that you help out obviously really value that, right? That you make it so frictionless, and that their customer, because every bit of friction is probably customer lost.
That's the thing. You know, you think about, you know, in other scenarios, how much time you might have to spend going through a manual process. And really, like, that's when you think about our, like, TrueView's biggest competitors, manual and expensive processes. So, you know, those physical people checking all the information, you used to walk into a bank office or do something like that. So when we think about the value that fintechs have brought to the world, we take a lot of pride in helping them get there.
That's great. Now, I like to do this thing called future stinking. So no one knows what the future is going to hold, but we can think about what a possible future looks like. And especially when you think about sort of identity verification and onboarding, what do you think that world looks like 10 years out from now? So 2035, what does the world look like?
You know, possibly. It's just quite impressive how much AI is changing everything every day. And so I think we can't talk about the future without talking about what the impact AI is having. And in the world of identity, it hits both sides. It has a positive side, which is, hey, digital identity and proofing is getting easier and faster and better. But it also hits on the negative side. And for all of your listeners and readers who've read about Gen AI and how people have been able to easily appropriate someone's face or someone's voice, or create a fake actor online to get access to services, that's actually moving much faster than like the regulatory environment, for example. Yeah. So it's this velocity of AI that's making it difficult to predict tomorrow, let alone 10 years. But
that
good question. I think about it a lot as a product person at heart. And so when it comes to identity and global commerce, I really think a lot about AI agents.
Right.
And that's really like AI-driven applications that act on your behalf and at your discretion. Yep. And I think that will significantly change the challenges we encounter from a trust and safety perspective and compliance. There's also just a ton of opportunity there for how we can fundamentally link and secure identity to all the tools and experiences that we do. So from a strategy perspective, I really think about in 10 years' time, how much of our lives will be AI agents and AI companions that will help us organize our lives, access tools, give us the digital transactions that we want, and what do we do about that from an identity perspective?
Yeah. So if everyone has their own personal assistant, then the question is like, well, how do you verify it's me, right? Yeah. If it's my AI assistant talking to your AI assistant, right? It's probably a lot of agentic AI talking to agentic AI. So that will be certainly a challenge. And probably 10 years from now, that will be some sort of a reality. So if that reality pans out, what can we do today to get ready for that kind of world?
Yeah, I think we really need to make sure we have solid tools that can almost do that digital conversion of you as an individual into that AI agent, and make sure that we really build the connective technology where, you know, whether you're tokenizing something, whether it's a wallet, whether it's connected to your device, all the different things that we need to do to make sure that world can be possible in a positive way. And for me, you know, when we think about how we've solved identity problems today, it's all about layers.
Yep.
And so you don't rely on any one specific identity tool. You have a whole platform that can do a variety of things. I think the best way we prepare for that future, where you'll have an AI agent and you're exactly right, like talking to another AI agent, we make sure that we're also thinking about the layers of tools that will help ensure that can happen safely. And so we start with 1, 2, 3, but you think of it as a platform approach and as a layered approach so that they can all seamlessly work together and ensure safety, security, and compliance.
Yeah. Now that seems like a great way to get ready for that possible future. That is probably a good spot to wrap this up. Thank you so much, Zach, for being on the podcast.
I appreciate it much. I love the questions and I'm a big fan. So thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. And until next time, choose to be curious.